The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, July 28th. We've got updates today about the latest progress in the race for a coronavirus vaccine, what's included in the GOP's new relief bill, and who in President Trump's inner circle tested positive for COVID-19. Plus, the Major League Baseball season is already in jeopardy just 4 days in. A big tech company expanded its work-from-home policy. And another new popular hobby, what Americans are buying more of now. Plus, hang out for your new trivia question at the end of the show. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The coronavirus pandemic really is unlike any other public health emergency in recent history. At least that's what the World Health Organization is now saying. The WHO's director general called COVID-19 easily the most severe emergency the agency has ever declared. And that's a big deal, since the WHO has also declared global health emergencies for Ebola, Zika, polio, and the swine flu. But COVID-19 is something else entirely. As the WHO's leader puts it, quote, COVID-19 has changed our world. It has brought people, community, and nations together and driven them apart. So far, worldwide, more than 16 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed since January, and the number of cases doubled in the past 6 weeks. Overall, about 653,000 people have died from it. Here in the U.S., deaths from the new coronavirus rose for a third week in a row. But there's at least some hope. Over the past week, Reuters reports the number of new infections fell 2%. And that's the first drop in a while since cases have actually been rising week over week for the past 5 weeks. Analysts say if those numbers continue to go down, the death toll will naturally follow. Remember, the number of hospitalizations and deaths typically reflect behavior from about 3 weeks ago. COVID-19 has again infected President Trump's inner circle. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tested positive for the virus. Good news is he caught it right away. O'Brien and other senior staffers in the Trump administration are tested daily. Bloomberg reports he tested positive last week and has been isolating and working from home ever since with some mild symptoms. Meanwhile, other members of the Trump administration have been focused on vaccine research. American drug makers Moderna and Pfizer both started their final phases of trials this week. Early data shows they're both safe and effective, but these large-scale studies will help researchers know for sure, since 30,000 people will take part in each of the trials. The nation's top infectious disease expert says he's cautiously optimistic about the progress. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN there's still no guarantee of a vaccine yet, but either way, he's hoping to get results by November. If all goes well, vaccines could be approved and distributed by early next year. Republicans in Congress unveiled their proposal for the next coronavirus relief bill. They call it the HEALS Act, which stands for Health, Economic Assistance, Liability Protection, Schools. There's a lot to it, but here are at least a few of the main sticking points. One, there's some extra assistance for unemployed Americans, but not as much as they got under the last relief bill, which was known as the CARES Act. Remember, the first time around, it was an extra $600 a week, but that benefit just expired, meaning the last payments with that extra money go out this week. Instead, this Republican bill would give people 70% of their lost wages on top of the regular state unemployment benefits. But that's not going to be easy for states to calculate right away, so this bill says people can get $200 a week while the math gets sorted out. Two, the bill would extend the Paycheck Protection Program. Remember, that's the loan program to help businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Three, Americans would get another round of direct payments. For example, single people would get up to $1,200 if they make $75,000 a year or less. And four, schools would get $105 billion. With all that said, this is far from a done deal. There are quite a few differences between what's in that bill and the one Democrats have already proposed. For example, Democrats want to extend the unemployment bonus as is, another $600 a week through January. They also want three times as much money to go to schools. And they say states and local governments need more federal funding, which is not included in the GOP bill at all. Democrats call their bill the HEROES Act. So it's time to get back to negotiations, since, of course, any relief bill would have to pass both the House and Senate, which are controlled by the different parties. And then it also has to get the president's signature before it becomes a reality. Lawmakers have said they hope to pass a final bill by mid-August, but at this point, Axios reports that's pretty unlikely, since there's so much to sort out still. To be continued. Leaders of six cities sent a letter to Congress this week asking lawmakers to make it illegal for the U.S. government to send federal agents to cities that don't want them. It was signed by the mayors of Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kansas City, Albuquerque, and Washington, D.C. They say they would support help from federal agents, but only under a few conditions, like if local authorities are on board with it and agents wear visible identification at all times. But for now, the Trump administration is reportedly sending even more federal agents to Portland, Oregon. There's already been controversy there about federal officers who have been there for weeks. They're supposed to be there to protect federal property from protesters and rioters. But local officials say agents have been patrolling areas far away from federal property and that they've arrested citizens without cause. So far, congressional lawmakers haven't said if they would propose a new bill to address the letter from those local leaders, so stay tuned. What's usually a massive Islamic ritual is happening today, but with a much smaller crowd than usual. We're talking about the annual Hajj pilgrimage. It's about 5 days of intense worship in the sacred city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. For Muslims, it's a mandatory religious duty. They must do it at least once in their lifetimes. In a typical year, about 2 million people take part. This year, only 1,000 people will be there. Of course, attendance was restricted because of COVID-19, and those selected had to meet certain qualifications. They're all between the ages of 20 and 50 and in good health. Also, they have already been tested for COVID-19 and have been quarantining at home before making the trip. Face masks are also required. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. And I've become such a fan of Liquid IV for extra hydration. First of all, I know that when I'm properly hydrated, I feel better. I have more energy, and proper hydration can even boost immunity. Yet sometimes just plain water doesn't seem to do the trick, and sugary sports drinks are full of things I can't pronounce. Instead, Liquid IV only uses clean ingredients while also using what it calls its cellular transport technology. It basically means the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to send the water and nutrients into the bloodstream to hydrate faster and more effectively than just plain water. Plus, I love that Liquid IV is not only helping its customers, the company is also helping the world. They're donating more than 2 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, active military, and more. So try it out. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration at liquidiv.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. The baseball season just started, but the coronavirus is already causing problems. The Miami Marlins had to postpone their home opener yesterday because at least 14 players and staff tested positive for COVID-19. All of them are now in isolation, but there are also worries the virus may have spread to another team. The Marlins played the Philadelphia Phillies over the weekend. So USA Today reports the Phillies have postponed one of their games as well, just in case. In the meantime, the MLB is doing extra testing. This is definitely a big setback, though. As NBC News puts it, it calls into question how viable this year's baseball season actually is. Only time will tell. Google is extending its work-from-home policy for another year. It's decided to let employees do their jobs remotely until at least July of 2021. Originally, it was going to welcome workers back to the office in January, but the company is still worried about COVID-19, so it says it's holding off. TBD if other tech companies follow suit. As of now, Google is the only major corporation to extend its work-from-home plan so far into the future. More and more Americans have been buying boats lately. A recent survey shows 70% of boat dealers are either completely out of stock or have low inventory now. And some dealers say their sales have reached historic levels this year. You can probably guess the reason why. The AP reports boating is a way to have fun in the summer while avoiding big crowds. A baseball card featuring Dr. Anthony Fauci is now a bestseller. The limited edition card shows Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game last week. Cards like this are always on sale for 24 hours only, so they're rare and more valuable in the future. And this one was no exception. USA Today reports during the 24-hour time period, a whopping 51,000 Fauci cards were sold. That's apparently a record and by a long shot. The card maker says its previous bestsellers only sold about 19,000 copies. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, where we ask a different trivia question every week. Today's trivia question is this. The unicorn is the national animal of what country? Again, the question is, the unicorn is the national animal of what country? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram stories quiz that will be posted this morning. Once you guess, it'll reveal the correct answer right away, so find and follow us and play along at NewsworthyPod on Instagram. Three people who guessed today will get a shout-out on the show next Tuesday. As for last week's question, the hashtag symbol you often see on social media is technically called what? The answer is Octothorpe. I know a lot of you said either pound or number sign, and in music it's even known as the sharp symbol, and really all of those are correct names. However, the technical official name, according to dictionary.com and others, is Octothorpe. It was apparently a word invented in the same laboratories where telephones came from when it was added to the phone keypad. The octo part is due to the eight ends around the edge, and at least one report says the Thorpe part may have been named after the Olympian Jim Thorpe, but it's not really clear. Shout out to Christina, Gwendolyn, and Rachel for being the first three to comment on the Instagram post last week. And congrats to Michael, Christina, and Kara for winning a coffee tumbler in honor of the Trivia Tuesday launch. Thanks again to everyone for playing along. All right, thanks for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.